Senior Story, Someone is Always Watching You. Chapter 9, Saving a Life. Jamila and Dantrell were in shock from what they had just witnessed. Tarek's dog had just been hit by a car, and his mom's reaction told Jamila everything she needed to know about why Tarek acted the way he did in school. Without a word, the two friends walked cautiously over to Duke. He was still. Jamila put a hand on his chest and felt his heartbeat.
"He's still alive. Let's see if we can get him to my apartment. Mom will know what to do."
It was no easy job transporting Duke. Though he was very skinny, he was a big dog, taller than Buddy. In the end, they slid him onto Dantrell's jacket and slowly carried him to Jamila's.
"Oh, lordy, lordy," was all Miss Davies could say when she saw the condition Duke was in.
Dantrell's mom came over before work, and the two ladies set to work doing what they could to make Duke comfortable.
"Looks like two broken legs," said Miss Carson. "Don't see anything else."
They called Oak Forest Rescue and explained the situation. A volunteer came by, a vet assistant, and confirmed the legs were broken. She took the time to splint the two legs.
"That's about all I can do. Let's hope and pray no infection sets in. We don't have the equipment available for these kinds of things."
So pray they did, all four of them, day and night. But not only for Duke. They prayed for Tarek as well. The next few weeks were difficult. Tarek alternated between silence and outbursts of anger. This time, however, Dantrell didn't react like before. He understood, at least in part, why Tarek behaved the way he did. No one knew about Duke except Jamila and him. Duke was recovering well. Another 2 weeks and the splints could come off, but what then? Tarek's mom couldn't take care of him. That would mean he would go to the rescue just like so many other dogs in Riverdale when the families couldn't feed them anymore. The two families prayed. "Good Heavenly Father, we need your help. Tarek needs your help, but we just don't know what to do. These kids need their pets, but they can't afford the care. There must be a way. Show us. Amen." Days passed. Dantrell's class was told that Tarek had been suspended for a time. No details were given.
"I think we should tell my teacher about Duke's accident and what we know," Dantrell told Jamila.
Ms. Janice felt sick at heart when she heard the news.
"There's such a need for keeping pets and kids together. Sometimes they're the only friends kids have here in Riverdale."
"And Tarek sure does need a friend right now," said Dantrell.